Here's some news we learned courtesy of BMJ, a journal formerly known as the British Medical Journal. Contrary to popular belief, redheads don't get more hernias, and soaking your feet in vodka will not get you drunk. That latter belief is apparently popular in Denmark. Those nuggets of wisdom come from BMJ's Christmas issue, which is edited by Tony Delamoth, who joins us now from London. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
And first, the paper that shows that one can wade in vodka without getting drunk. What was the point of that research?
I think the point of it was it's a really seriously held belief in Denmark, and these researchers thought we should put it to the test. So they put their feet in vodka for 3 hours. They took blood samples every 30 minutes, and they discovered their blood alcohols didn't rise at all. So they said people in Denmark can stop thinking about this.
And a corollary to that would be driving a car or skippering a boat wearing boots full of vodka is safe.
That's right, and they say that people who fall into vats at breweries have got nothing to fear, that the skin isn't a very good absorptor for alcohol.
And that particular piece of medical research is, in a way, typical of the Christmas issue of BMJ?
Yes, a little bit quirky. I mean, none of them are hoaxes, none of them are made up. It's just that the subjects of the Christmas research articles are all a bit sort of quirky and wacky and different.
Carrying on with a theme related a bit to the Danish research, the issue also has a study on eating rich meals and the effect of drinking alcohol as opposed to drinking tea. What is the finding?
That was specifically cheese fondue, and apparently in Switzerland there is debate about whether it's white wine or black tea, which is the best accompaniment for cheese fondue. They had 20 people this time around, and they assessed how fast their stomachs emptied of food, and they found that alcohol, if you took alcohol, wine and schnapps, as opposed to black tea, which is the other favored beverage in Switzerland for drinking with fondue, mm-hmm. If you took alcohol, it really delayed your gastric emptying time, so that 6 hours after your fondue and alcohol, your stomach had only emptied by about 50%. So unsurprising if you went to bed and you felt full for hours and hours and hours and couldn't get to sleep.
So for those purposes, the tea would be the wiser.
I recommend
drink.
The tea, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Another misconception that I had never conceived of was that redheads are believed to be especially hernia-prone. Who believes that?
Well, apparently surgeons and anesthesiologists are sort of worried about redheads. They believe that they bleed more, that they need more anesthetics than other people, and that they develop hernias more readily. And so this wasn't original research. This was a team of people who looked at all the literature they could get their hands on. And they decided that, on balance, there wasn't any good evidence that redheads bled more than other people. They did find a couple of studies that suggested they might need more anesthetic agents when they have operations. But there was no evidence that they were more likely to develop hernias.
Good news for redheads the world over, I should think.
Yeah, and whether that means that surgeons will stop worrying about them remains to be seen, I suppose.
This is a piece of ill-conceived folk wisdom, you say, peculiar.
That's in this case shared not by the Danes, but by surgeons everywhere, apparently. I mentioned that the paper's surgeons before it was published, and they all nodded very sagely and said, yes, it's true, it's all true. it's generally widely believed, but it shouldn't be after this paper because there's hardly anything to prop it up.
Tony Delamoth, who edited this year's Christmas issue of BMJ, the journal formerly known as the British Medical Journal. Mr. Delamoth, thank you very much for talking with us.
Pleasure.
This is NPR News.